T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Steve's head in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. It's 7:30 here on a Friday morning. The husband and father who reportedly confessed to murdering his family has appeared in a Colorado courtroom.
The judge in Weld County, Colorado, ordered Chris Watts held without bond.
My intention is for the parties to come back to court next Tuesday so I could advise Mr. Watts of his formal charges that are filed no later than 3:30 on Monday.
He reportedly confessed to murdering his pregnant wife, Shannon, and their 3- and 4-year-old daughters. Shannon's body was recovered on property owned by Anadarko Petroleum, which is where Watts used to work. Watts gave an interview to a Denver TV station Tuesday and said that Monday he and his wife had an emotional conversation and that afterwards she and the kids failed to return home. Records indicate the family had financial troubles, including debt and a bankruptcy filing from 2015. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The economy is expected to continue growing slowly in rural parts of 10 plains and western states, but the ongoing trade disputes remain a concern.
Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says grain prices have fallen even lower since the trade disputes erupted. The overall economic index for the region increased slightly to 54.8 in August, July's 53.8. That score still suggests growth because it's above 50, while any score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. Bankers from Colorado, Illinois, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Wyoming were surveyed. The bankers remain concerned about the economy. The confidence index remained in negative territory but climbed to 46.5 in August from July's 42.7. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
All day tomorrow, Saturday in Northwest Wichita, Love Your Community is hosting its annual free community event. Angel Martinez is president of Love Your Community. He says the idea for this event began 3 years ago.
We want nice things in our community, and that's kind of what started it. There's graffiti everywhere. You know, there's gang activities up, drug activities up, and you see it in the kids, the hopelessness and the lack of resources. Programming in the rec centers are down due to lack of funding, due to lack of support. So we wanted to create stakeholders.
Saturday morning, there will be a free neighborhood cleanup of the Evergreen neighborhood near 25th and Arkansas and the Delano neighborhood as well. Saturday afternoon, 2 p.m., there will be a parade from Nomar to Evergreen.
We want people to know that the stigma of police being the bad guy is something that needs to change. We need to have a mutual respect, a mutual appreciation for one another. By working with the children is where I believe it starts.
The block party goes from 3 to 10 p.m. tomorrow at the Evergreen Recreation Center, 2700 block of North Woodland, featuring a car show, resource fair, scavenger hunt, talent show, and dodgeball tournament.
A new report by Wallet Hub names a Kansas community as a good retirement destination. Jill Gonzalez is with Wallet Hub.
Overland Park was in the top 30, so out of about 200 cities, I would say that's still something to be excited about. It fared much better than, say, Wichita, which ranked down at 171. So a lot of good things going for it just when it comes to overall affordability, specifically, you know, living on that fixed income, but also quality of life and health care were up there as well.
The affordability measure was just one part of the survey. Wallet Hub assumes most retirees will be on a fixed income.
A Massachusetts man suspected of killing 3 women has been indicted on 52 charges.
Stuart Weldon of Springfield, Massachusetts, indicted on charges of murder, rape, strangulation, kidnapping, and more after 3 bodies were found at his home. Weldon was busted last May when he was pulled over for a broken taillight. The Boston Herald says a woman in the vehicle told police Weldon held her captive for a month, repeatedly raping and beating her. Soon after, a call came in about a rancid smell coming from Weldon's house. The cops headed over and found the bodies in and around the property. Weldon's pleaded not guilty. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A number of employees at a major tech giant expressing anger over a company move to benefit China.
More than 1,000 workers at Google sending a letter to higher-ups protesting how the company is going to make a custom search engine for China that falls in line with the country's censorship laws. The signed letter calls for a company review of ethics and transparency because most employees claim they didn't find out about the purpose of the project named Dragonfly until the media started reporting on it. The company faced a similar backlash from workers over a U.S. military contract called Project Maven. Google eventually let that contract expire back in June. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Showers and a few thunderstorms will be on their way out here this morning. Today, a clearing sky, sunny up to 88 for the high this afternoon, clear in 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high warms to 90, and by Saturday night and Sunday, another round of rain and thunderstorms. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 69 degrees and calm. 7:36, Steve and Ted in the morning. Interesting how to watch some of the showers that were in the area earlier this morning. And I was coming to work and looking up north. There was lightning in the sky. And I know we had some showers up to the north of Wichita. And they moved clear on over into Butler County. Now they're clear on into the eastern part of the state. And we didn't get anything here. About a couple of drops maybe in Wichita. And that was about it.
Yeah, I looked at the radar at one point last night. And there seemed like there was a big storm kind of up in Harvey County. And there was a big storm kind of hugging Sumner County, and it was just, Wichita was just nothing.
Right,
and,
no, right
and then they all kind of moved east and converged, and there was a ton of rain in Butler County.
Well, and they had a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings in this part of the state.
Yeah.
Close to Wichita and Sedgwick County, but nothing
did,
right
did
here.
It did not hit the urban area.
No, it did not. Well, the president of the Mormon Church wants people to stop using Mormon, or LDS, as substitutes for the full name of the religion, which is the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Russell M. Nelson says, "The Lord has impressed upon my mind the importance of the name he has revealed for his church." So we got apparently a heavenly message here. The faith's presidents are considered prophets who lead the church through revelations from God. Both terms, Mormon and LDS, have been frequently used for decades to refer to the Utah-based faith that has 16 million members, a number of them here in Kansas in the Wichita area. It has the famed Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Going to change the name of that. Recently made a documentary about its members called Meet the Mormons. And its official website is mormonnewsroom.org. Church says it will update websites, materials to reflect the guidance. This will, I don't know if they can write off the cost, but it's going to cost some money. Because when you go to changing, you know, any kind of a branding thing or logos or stationery or anything like that. Now, of course, I don't know how much stationery they use anymore, but it could cost the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints quite a bit of money. But the head guy says, nope, got to change. Ted, it's 7:38 now with Steve and Ted. And Ted, I didn't know this was going to happen, but last evening, my son, Scott, was at the Cosmosphere and Space Center in Hutchinson.
One of the great attractions in South Central Kansas,
And he wasn't just a visitor up there. They have some of the patrons and donors had a night where they got together and he gave them a little talk.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gave them a talk about Wernher von Braun, the German scientist who came to America with a space program. And I don't know what all. I think he talked maybe about the V-2 bombs that the Germans fired at England during. Apparently, they've got two V-2s up there now. You know, the forerunner of the rocket ship or whatever.
Right.
They've got a couple of those at the Cosmosphere, and Scott gave a lecture last night.
Very nice.
I didn't know that he's going to do that.
Oh, well, yeah, he should, could have gone up.
The Cosmosphere and Space Center.
I would have gone up for that.
That would have been fun to watch. Okay, and another thing I wanted to share is
that's
pretty
cool.
We had
did he eat somewhere in Hutch?
No. Apparently they didn't have a... He had to come home and get something to eat, so...
Oh, man.
That's
if
right.
I'm going to Hutchinson.
They got some great places to eat.
Yeah, they sure
they do.
They
really do.
And, you know, or you can hit Carriage Crossing.
You bet. On the way home. You bet. We had a special visitor here in our studios yesterday. It's special because I've known the guy since the early 70s, late middle 70s. Richard Lemunyon was here yesterday. He is the city administrator for Mays, which has to be one of the fastest growing towns in America, wouldn't you think?
Well, at one point it was.
He's the city administrator. He is a former police chief here in Wichita, had a career in law enforcement and with the police here and wound up chief, and then he retired a few years ago. And then he got this job. And now he's out there. He's been working at this for several years. I said, he told me, I think he said that when he took over out there, they had their administrative offices, they had five employees.
Yeah, it was just a tiny little town.
Now they got 50.
Yeah, I got two huge high schools.
And so yeah. So he's been a guy as the city administrator working with their city council and their mayor out there watching this terrific growth in Mays. Mm-hmm. And what a great place it's becoming. The schools are doing it. You got, two or three high schools out there. They got a lot of great things going on out there. So he was here for a while. Like I said, we had known each other since he was a police chief, since he got the job as police chief in the 70s. So yeah. We had a time to swap some war stories and whatnot. Good to see him. And he looks well. Looks like he's doing
good.
Really well.
Good deal.
I could see Richard Munyon dropping by the radio station yesterday.
That's good VIP visit right there.
VIP. Jesse, this is a Stephen Ted.
Oh,
I don't think.
Bless his heart.
And he's the kind of guy, he wouldn't just say that just to impress me.
I don't think so.
Because he doesn't care what I think, you know. But I thought it was pretty nice to talk with him. Good to see him. All right. 7:41 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. We got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal coming up, and he's going to be talking about recognizing the folks who work in human resources.
Okay, HR.
That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.